Hey, this is Chris Pandolfi from the infamous String Dusters, and this podcast is part of the Osiris podcast family. Osiris is a growing community of music and culture podcasts connecting music fans with conversation, commentary, and music. Osiris works in partnership with Relix. Check them out for all kinds of new music, news, and information. Osiris.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
Sucking on boy titties. I don't mean under 18.
Yeah.
You can be 19 and have boy titties.
You can be a boy at 18.
You can be an old boy.
Yeah.
This isn't a Brad's tip, but just life lesson, guys. Boys like their titties played with. Get
really?
On them nipples. Yeah. Get on them nipples, man.
Wow.
I do. Don't you?
Yeah.
Sean doesn't like to be touched at all.
No, I like it. It's pretty good.
I like it when a girl throws bar darts at him.
Wow. I think it's just like, you know, women are so unlikely to touch me that it's just like, just whatever you want to do.
That is true.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you guys, since it's a... Is it Shocktober or Rocktober or Blocktober?
I think it's Shocktober.
I like Jogtober.
Ooh.
Oh, we're doing a new exercise, scary exercise.
Muscular boys.
Ooh.
Like in their nipples titties. Played with.
Kettlebells.
Ooh. You guys want to hear a scary story?
Yes.
So I'm making a sandwich.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You guys know how I make sandwiches.
No.
Yeah.
I get that top shelf bread, that expensive bread, that $5 a loaf bread.
It's got the seeds on it.
Yeah. Yes. I got a deli pack. I got some salamis.
Okay.
I got some big pepperonis.
Oh.
I got some of that that spicy ham.
And I got capicola?
And I got some of that gabagool. I got some of that just regular ham.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I got some fancy cheese, the Havarti.
Oh,
that comes in the pack with the little wax paper in between each slice of the slices.
Oh, yeah.
So I make this sandwich, right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here eating this sandwich with my mesquite barbecue chips.
Yeah.
Washing it down with a nice cold grape soda. And I'm like, it's a little chewy. Maybe my crepacolone is... Dried out.
Yeah.
It gets dried out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I keep eating, and I'm going, and then I go, what the fuck? And I open up my sandwich. I pull out a piece of wax paper. I didn't.
What?
Guys, I ate 3/4 of this.
It's like,
I ate the wax paper.
It's got the wax has a picture of your face on it.
It's like a candy corn, basically. Yeah. You basically had a candy corn sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but I've got like this, like, no, I have to get all this fancy stuff, but I guess I can't taste. It was mostly texture. I mean, it's infused with the Havartiness, but oh my God, where did the paper go?
That's really spooky.
That
scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I got another.
I'm scared.
I saw something that was scary.
Okay.
I was down in the Franklin.
Oh, no.
At the factory.
No.
It's an old factory that got turned into a mall.
Yeah.
No.
And they have this great big statue out front.
No.
And there's this family around it. Little kids.
Oh, no. God.
And there's a little, we'll say, 5 or 6-year-olds. Little brother and sister. And there's this bug crawling on the statue.
Yeah.
And the little girl says, touch the bug. Get the bug to the little boy. He's like, no, I'm not going to touch it. And she's like, touch the bug. He's like, I don't want to spend the rest of my life in a wheelchair.
He's right.
That's great. That kid's funny.
He's right.
Yeah.
He wasn't in a wheelchair. I don't know what a bug is going to do to you.
What if the bug gets his spine?
Yeah.
That bug could have been carrying salmonella.
That's true.
What if that bug was made out of wax paper?
Yes, he could have eaten it.
Meningitis.
Yeah.
Spinal meningitis, even.
Jesus.
Can you get fibril meningitis?
If you're touching bugs, you just see
that's
wherever
true.
The fuck.
Thank you for telling me that scary story, buddy.
Yeah. I hope you guys aren't too scared.
I'm terrified.
I'm close.
I'm excited about this October, this Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be into it. I was looking at costumes and I saw a kangaroo costume. And it made me think, and I want to ask you guys about this.
Oh, boy.
I saw a kangaroo costume, and I'm thinking here, let me ask you, Sean and Gary, what would you do if you had a pouch?
Whoa.
I know the females are whatever.
I feel like we've talked about this before, haven't we?
Have we talked about it on the podcast or just in real life?
Maybe just real life.
I know that I know that I've talked about it to people before. I've thought about it certainly a lot because I was like, you'd probably keep like a sandwich in it.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, Gary, do you want some sandwich? And you start eating it and it would be warm. And you go, is this in your pouch?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Why? And it's just weird. Is there wax paper in it? Like, yes. I lined my pouch with wax paper.
I'd probably climb into it and disappear.
Trippy.
Yeah. You climb into your own pouch?
I would.
Wow.
Put your phone in your pouch?
Yeah, you can do that.
What would you do with your pouch, Sean?
I would just, yeah, I think I'd just keep my phone in it.
Keep it clean?
No. Well, I don't know. Do you clean a pouch?
I mean, I wonder.
I think my dick would be inside of the pouch. Like, the pouch would cover...
No, I'm thinking the dick is... Your pouch is just sort of like your belly, like a fanny pack.
Oh, okay.
Kind of in the middle of your belly, and there's a pouch there.
And it's got like a zipper made of cartilage.
Also, it would be under your shirt, so maybe it wouldn't be that convenient to put...
Yes.
Well, we don't have pouches, guys. Sorry. Hold on, Jonathan's handing me a note here. Oh, Jonathan, this is not the time. All right. Jonathan... is asking for a raise.
What?
I feel like
we don't make any money.
Great. What do we pay him?
Look, that doesn't matter. He is an intern.
He's been fucking up so much lately.
Oh, well.
Yeah, every time we have a phone call, there's like... And that's his job. He's the phone guy, essentially.
If more people subscribe and like and share, and then maybe we get some money in, then we can maybe talk about it.
Yeah, some reviews.
Yeah.
If you, I don't know. If Jonathan did his job a little better, then maybe we would have more listeners. Maybe we would have more money. So, but let's just kick this down the road a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
That fucking pisses me off. Like, that he would even bring that up, honestly.
It frustrates me. It's kind of, I don't know. Anyway.
May I say?
Yeah.
Call the hotline to tell us if we should give Jonathan a raise.
Yeah, and please don't. I know you're gonna say give him a bunch of bananas and you're gonna think it's funny, but it really is offensive.
He needs money. He doesn't need bananas. But we don't want to give it to him. But that number is 1-931-492-9789. One more time, 1-931-492-9789.
Ooh. Good job, Sean. Yeah.
Thank you.
Memorization.
I could be on TV.
And now it's time for Brad's tips. I keep saying tips.
Yeah, it just changed like 2 weeks ago.
Brad's tip. And this is going out specifically to artists on the internet.
Okay. Wow.
You're allowed to reimagine things besides Disney princesses. Just keep that in mind, guys.
Oh.
There's so many things to reimagine.
Yeah.
Is it, what if gender switch? What if they were more realistic face? Just...
What if Ariel was made of an iPhone?
What if Gaston was really a woman and he was fat and a fat woman? I don't know. Just anyway, that's it. It's that simple. All right, now guys, we're gonna call.
That's a really good tip. Thank you. That is a good one.
I wish people would take it to heart. I feel like it's a very nice tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of tips, let's go get some tips from Mark Knudsen.
Good evening, friend.
Hello, Mark Knudsen.
I thought you forgot about me.
No. Never. I mean, I forgot to text you to tell you we're about to call, but
we
rolled the die.
Yeah, you got me.
Mark, we have some financial questions for you for this special Shocktober episode.
Shocktober, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how Cyndi Lauper did so well on that, which is better.
Yes.
Cyndi
Lauper. Thank you, Mark.
Is wonderful.
So disappointing.
No.
Yes, Mark.
A lot of Idiocracy.
Yes, Mark. Yes.
No.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Let's have a podcast.
Let's do our
own podcast where we go to the food court and talk about movies.
Okay.
Want to do it?
Yes, I do want to do that.
Well, before you do that, and before you finish with your football game, would you give us a little financial information? We're talking today about the wealth gap, the gap between the very, very rich, the 1%, and the rest of us. What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's a good thing. Is it a good thing for the world in America?
No, it's really not. I mean,
you got to keep people poor so you can control them, right? You can't.
Well,
I mean, from the point of view of a rich person, you can't let everybody be successful, or you would have no one to clean the shit out of the storm drains and shit like that.
That's what illegal immigrants were supposed to be for,
right? But that's because they're poor.
Right. So, yeah, the wealth, here's the problem. It's too far. Like, there's naturally, you don't want a brain surgeon making you hamburgers and a hamburger person, you know, giving you brain surgery, right? So we got to pay people what they're worth. The problem is the jobs at the top are way overpaid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the jobs at the bottom are way underpaid.
Yeah.
We have to do, and you know, the whole $15 an hour thing, you know, I don't know exactly how I feel about that, but yeah. I know $7 and what is it, $7.75 or something?
Yes. Yeah, you can't live on it.
You can't live on it, not even for a short period of time.
I mean, I watch old shows like Andy Griffith, and I see like Helen Crump, who was a school teacher, a single woman, owned a house. You know, I mean, it's like how do you... There was this time when you could just have a job and survive, and now you have to be rich just to get by.
I remember when I was a kid, my baseball coach, he worked at a grocery store in the produce department, and he was like a normal functioning adult,
just
like anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No.
And even be single anymore and just be like, I'm going to work 40 hours at a grocery store and just, you know, that's going to be fine.
And you're one fucking cancer away from just devastating your whole family.
Exactly. So it's out of control, and
I just don't see why one person should have $9 billion,
right?
And
I hate to say the government should do something, because you know, gosh, I've worked in software where we had to deal with what the government did with the Affordable Care Act, and it's just, you know, it's just a disaster. But we got to do something to where people can make a decent living if they want to work in a grocery store. I mean, working at Publix, I want to do that when I get older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also don't want to live in a gutter.
No.
No.
So it's one of those things that I think we're seeing some things where if you can, instead of working at McDonald's, you can go work at Amazon and double your hourly rate. People can start doing that, and that's going to force McDonald's to start paying more. And hopefully it won't take too much time, but the people at the bottom, if they can get some more opportunity.
Yeah. And I don't believe that wealth begets wealth. I think that you got to spread it around. If you give like tax breaks to super rich people, it doesn't trickle down. They just keep it. And you know, you're not going to hire people you don't need because you got money from the government. You're not going to like give people raises and stuff you don't need. It's like, if everyone has some money, then they'll spend more money.
There's some of that. There's some companies who, you know, I've worked in companies where we were making tons of money and we went out and hired a bunch of people that had really easy jobs.
Yeah.
And the minute times get tough, those people get let go, right?
Mm.
So there's some of that, but you don't want to depend on that.
No, I just don't think it works that way. I think that's been proven time and time again, Reaganomics and the fucking
you'd be surprised.
Voodoo economics.
you'd be surprised how much money these companies waste. I mean, the companies that are overpaying their CEO $17 million a year, it's like, oh, that's such a waste.
Well, right, that is. But
there's, I worked at a company, a large company, and the CEO was paid less than most CEOs.
Yeah.
But there were people who were working like $40,000 a year job, flying around the country and spending $40,000 a year on travel and entertainment. I'm like, they're just wasting money. So, it's all a big waste.
It is a big waste.
Wow. I think the best thing is in this, that a lot of the economy now, you know, if you have a job, you can go Uber on the side. There's other things that you could do that you could, like you could go just get a taxi license before. If you want to bust your gut, you could go make extra money on the side, more now than ever. Now some of these jobs suck, like Ubering is probably not fun.
Yeah.
And Uber Eats and Grubhub and all these places are not fun, but
yeah,
those are jobs you can kind of, you're not necessarily scheduled to work, you know, a 10-hour shift every day.
What do you think we should pay Jonathan?
What do you think we should pay who?
Jonathan, the producer.
Well, he's an animal. Animals are slaves. their only existence is to make our life easier.
That's a good point.
Super intelligent. He has
doesn't deserve
arm and he's
joy. Got
magic power. Okay. All right.
Smart.
All right. We got to go. This is scary enough. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
all right. A wonderful. Sorry I ruined the podcast.
No. Hey, thanks for your help.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Mark. Bye.
All right, guys, now it is time for Gary's special segment.
Hey, everyone, this is Gary's scary corner.
Ooh, back in the spooky corner. It's Halloween,
Gary's
October.
Stories to tell in the dark.
Yeah. This past weekend, I was cleaning in my attic.
What?
And I hadn't been up there in a while, and I found this cassette tape.
What? Is that a real cassette?
Yeah, and wow. It's a little dingy. It looks like it has kind of like a brown viscous fluid on it something.
A little gooey.
Yeah. Like somebody soda got
and it says do not listen. I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh.
Well, what could go wrong?
Jonathan, do we have the technology to play a cassette?
Yeah, he's got a...
he's got a whole deck here.
He's got a Walkman over there.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
All right. Boombox.
Let's get in the mood, too. Let's, like, close our eyes and stuff. There's no way.
Hold on, let's turn the lights down.
Yeah.
All right, the lights are okay, candles.
Here we go.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Don't do
completely that. Innocuous tape.
Yeah, okay.
The date is October 11th, 1984. Time of death, 11:38 p.m.
What?
Subject appears to suffer from severe head trauma. Massive lacerations to the face. Hold on. There appears to be something lodged in his mouth.
Almost got it. Oh my god. It's a cassette tape.
It says, do not listen.
Don't be absurd. Just give it a listen.
Someone turn out the lights. Don't worry, Doc. I'll turn them back on for you.
I don't like this.
Where'd the body go, Doc? Is it behind you? Don't be so jumpy. There's nothing to be afraid of. Stop the tape, Doc. Stop the tape.
Gary, stop the tape, please.
Gary.
I'm getting really scared, Gary.
I'm right behind you.
I don't think we should listen to that,
guys. That seemed
scary.
Wow.
That fucked me up bad.
Let's listen to it again.
Remix.
I don't know, man. Are you guys feeling all right?
I feel
sick, but like in a good way.
I feel a little cursed.
Yeah.
You know that feeling?
Yep.
Yeah, I really hope this doesn't stick with us.
Yeah.
For the rest of October.
Yeah, that would be awful if it did.
If it was somehow.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I know a couple of Wiccans who can break a curse.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
But they're out of town until November.
Oh, no.
They're out on a Stonehenge. Okay, well, thanks, Gary, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though I think you got us in a little bit of a jackpot.
We might be in a pickle.
Hey, if you find any cursed CDs, don't bring them in.
Yeah. Or some MP.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
If you find a laser disc.
All right, guys. Now it's time for Sean's Corner.
It's time for a koozie contest. We here at Which Is Better are part of the Osiris Network.
Mm-hmm.
And Osiris done sent me some beautiful koozies. Some Osiris Pod koozies.
Wow.
And I got a bunch of them. I got like 3 or 4. That's a lot. And if you go
mm-hmm.
to our Instagram or our Twitter or even our Facebook, you follow us on there,
you
comment koozie contest or some version of koozie woozy.
How do you spell koozie?
Koozie, I spell it K-O-O-Z-I-E. Is that how you spell it?
I think so.
I spell it Q-U.
Really?
Just Q-U.
Q-U.
Yeah.
Okay, well, any version of the spelling. Go.
We'll get it. We'll know what you mean.
And also, second, part two, may I suggest for you guys, part of Shocktober, right here on Which Is Better, I'd like to suggest a movie. We're going to be talking you may not know this, guys, but we're going to be talking about They Live and Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And may I suggest, if you haven't seen it, I don't know how you wouldn't have seen this, guys. But if you're listening and somehow you haven't seen The Thing, Carpenter's The Thing, check it out.
Do yourself
a favor. It's a horror classic, music by Ennio Morricone, directed by John Carpenter, and also interesting because it's kind of an Invasion of the Body Snatchers ripoff. Like,
it's there.
It's a remake of The Thing from Another World, but The Thing from Another World is essentially like Cold Frankenstein. It's basically, there's like this monster, and he's big, and he knocks people over. That's basically the original.
Yeah.
But the remake is like, hey, who's that? Is he an alien now? It's really almost, other than when it turns into crazy effects stuff, it's like right in Invasion of the Body Snatchers land, and it's wonderful.
Ooh.
It's a wonderful, wonderful movie.
Talk about practical effects.
Yes. Yes. Well, so check that out. And also, if you're watching the movie and you yell koozie, I'll send you a koozie. I can hear when people are yelling koozie in anywhere on the earth.
All right, guys. Well, do we have any kind of ad we want to stick in right here?
Yeah, let's talk about Osiris.
This is Rob Turner with Inside Out WTNS, and the podcast you're listening to is part of the Osiris Network. Osiris is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experiences about artists and topics you love. Sign up for the newsletter at osirispod.com to stay in the loop.
All right, well, there he is. How about that? And now it is time for Which Is Better.
Oh. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
Which is better? Invasion of the Body Snatchers versus They Live.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
This is insane.
I'm going to do some spoilers here and a little bit of a summary.
Okay, beware.
Of these films. So if you want to pause and go watch five movies and read two books and then come back. All right. Now, these are both cult classics. Basically about things not being as they seem.
Yes.
About conformity and the seemingly insurmountable power of the system.
Wow.
All right. Now, and it maybe would have been better to do Invasion of the Body Snatchers versus, like, The Thing or, you know, or The Host or something where, you know, it's a little more like it. And They Live, maybe The Matrix or something, you know. But we're putting these two because they're not quite exactly the same, but they're close enough. Okay.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Let me see here. The book Invasion of the Body Snatchers by Jack Finney, who instantly got $500 for his story, and that's all he ever got.
Wow.
That's how the system works.
He got fucked by the system. He did. Was satirizing.
That's why you should be thankful, Jonathan.
And we're going to go off a bit of a culmination of the book, the 1956 movie starring Kenneth McCarthy.
He's great.
And Dana Winter.
Isn't it Kevin?
Oh, sorry, Kevin. you're right. In the 1978 Donald Sutherland, am I saying that right?
Yeah,
Donald Sutherland. And Brooke Adams. And there was a 1993 movie called Body Snatchers.
I never saw that.
It was weak.
Oh, okay.
2007, The Invasion. And it was heavy-handed. So we'll kind of omit those two and focus on basically the two classics, which is the 56 and the 78. Which is especially since I don't think either of you saw either of those.
No.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
You
get
those.
Get it from the book of the first two.
There's Body Snatchers.
Yeah,
this
and
match.
None of this is based off my original screenplay, Invasion of the Snatch Snatchers.
Wow.
In vaginal vision. So don't worry about that.
I'm not worried.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
What's vagina vision?
It's just basically looking through like a slit.
Okay.
It's very humid and human
steamed.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Invasion of
the Body Snatchers is about plants from outer space that grow pods that make copies of humans and replace them.
Yes.
It is an A+ of B movies. Its story is chilling and timeless and undoubtedly a sci-fi horror classic that has captured the imaginations of one generation after next and replaced those generations with pod people! They Live, They Live, We Sleep. It's based on a 1963 short story, 8 o'clock in the Morning by Ray Nelson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Made into the 1988 John Carpenter film, which you were talking about earlier, The Thing. He made The Thing. He made Halloween. So many good movies. He made Big Trouble, Little China, The Fog.
He's a genius.
Escape from New York, just to name five. And it's probably my favorite John Carpenter movie.
What?
It is. It is.
I think you're insane.
Oh, I love it. It stars Rowdy Roddy Piper, Keith David, and Meg Foster. It's considered a cult classic, but let's not forget that this movie was number one for 2 weeks, guys.
Wow.
This was a real movie.
Yeah.
It's a story about a man with a little help from some special glasses, some even specialer friends, who discovers a global conspiracy, namely that the world is being run by a bunch of asshole aliens. And he does... What is he going to do? What's he going to do, guys? Is he going to lay down and take it?
No.
No. Like Fuck a no. true American, he sees a problem, he grabs a gun, he beats the shit out of his black friend, and he makes everything better. Oh, all right, guys. Now, these things are just two things we're going to compare. That's The Things. These are the things we're comparing. Gut reactions.
Gary.
I'll say that I love They Live. It was a fun movie, but I do think that Invasion of the Body Snatchers is a better movie.
Okay. Whoa. Okay.
I think there's a lot of artistic merit to it that is not in They Live.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I thought I was going to have to defend Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I thought we would all go for that They Live. But I think with the combined powers of the two, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Really?
Though I like They Live a lot as well.
I love They Live. I love They Live.
Yeah.
And I love Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That's why this one's a difficult one for me.
It's very tough.
I'll say I'm on the fence.
Okay.
But, I think I get more excited about They Live.
Oh yeah.
It's
a lot more fun.
It's like a more of a fuck yeah movie.
Well, let's see. Let's go through these and see how we feel. Yeah. All right. First question, better title.
Wow.
Mm.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah.
Or They Live.
What's weird is Invasion has more of a B movie sounding name
than definitely.
They Live.
Yeah.
And They Live's more of a B movie.
Okay.
Mm.
I would say
They Live is vague. You remember like the movie Them? It's about ants.
Yes.
Right. Them could be anything.
There's a French movie called Them that's about creepy kids. I'm gonna do that for my next
Them versus Them.
My next
Sean's Corner,
yes.
Okay.
Shocktober Sean's Corner.
I'll give this to Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That really hits your ear and you go, fuck yeah.
It really is.
We're into some fucking Pulp Fiction corny shit's about to happen.
Yeah.
They Live. It doesn't even really make sense for the movie.
Right.
I guess it sort of does. Okay, I want to say better title goes to Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
It's a cool title.
Better hero. We're talking about protagonists.
Oh, shoot.
Mm. We've got Nada, which, as you all know, means nothing, no one, zero.
Yeah.
And that's Rowdy Roddy Piper's character. And just so you know, there was also, I didn't include this in there, there's a comic book called Nada that was basically the story, 8 o'clock in the Morning, which is what They Live was based on, except in 8 o'clock in the Morning, the guy is hypnotized.
Oh.
You know, there's no glasses in it. He's hypnotized and he sees the world the way it is.
Oh,
it's a short story.
You were saying that, and I don't know if it was John Carpenter who came up with it, but the sunglasses thing is a great idea for a movie.
Yeah.
Because it turns it into a visual thing rather than just like, oh, now I can see everything.
Right.
It's just like so much cooler that he puts on the sunglasses, he looks up, he's like, what the fuck is this shit?
Well, and it's like, you put on the sunglasses, everything is in stark black and white.
Yes.
There's the colorization is a thing that's
very, very cool.
People think that was a slam on Ted Turner.
Oh
yeah,
like how he colorized Wonderful Life and all that shit.
Interesting.
And that's but that's just a theory. So anyway, we've got Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Awesome.
I mean, and then we're gonna, you know, in Invasion of Body Snatchers, we're gonna have these two, Dr. Miles, who's Kevin McCarthy, and Matthew Bennell, I guess
Donald Sutherland character.
Donald Sutherland. He was a food health inspector.
Health inspector.
Yeah, he's a health inspector.
The health inspector.
That thing is so weird to me. He acts like a hardened cop.
Yeah, he's got like a trench coat.
Yeah.
He's running around like Columbo.
I'm a health inspector.
He's sitting there like,
I've seen some fucking shit.
Pepto-Bismol and whiskey. And
there's a rat turd.
I need you to get in here at 4 a.m. I killed that kid. I killed that kid?
He's such a goofball of a looking guy.
Yeah, he's very weird.
But okay, so. They all kind of rise to the challenge.
Yes, it's tough because Kevin McCarthy is. He's cool, mm-hmm. and he's somehow more of an everyman. Like Roddy Piper, I'm not like Roddy yeah. Piper at all.
No, but right. they tried really hard to make the whole point of Roddy Piper getting beat up.
Yeah.
Like the fight was to prove that like it was a counterpoint to Stallone and Schwarzenegger
oh,
and these
yeah.
people who just show up and machine gun and like we're talking when we did the Predator versus Alien.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger gets shot in the shoulder by a space laser.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
shrugs it off and he keeps going. But yes. like Roddy Piper gets beat up and he's next scene he's limping.
yeah.
He's hurt. You yeah. know, it's like it's more like real life. But yes. But also he's doing suplexes
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah. like street he's suplexes.
Strong.
Very built yeah. for a homeless guy, too.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But
you're right.
I think Rowdy is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so awesome.
He's quick to action.
You can't have a leading man with a mustache, I feel like. it's just too weird. It's like, that's the
tough.
Guy I'm supposed to relate to?
Yeah. yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, the Matthew character?
Yeah, Donald mm-hmm. Sutherland.
Yeah.
He's a little weird.
He's pretty much swept away by the whole thing anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Miles is a little more handling shit, especially in the
yeah.
book. He's like, we're gonna fucking kill these
people. Yeah,
nice.
And I do recommend you read the book. It reads well. It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
Okay.
Like a, what's the girl's name? Betty,
something.
Fuck, we'll say it's Betty. There's some line in it in the beginning of the book, and he's like, the women in town said that Betty was a little wide in the hips, but I never heard a man say it. it's that kind of book where you're like,
nice.
Yes,
hard boiled.
yeah, it's pretty sweet. Okay, I think. Not as a fucking
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
hero.
He's so awesome.
He's a yeah, badass.
He's, cool. he's a great fucking. Hero. There, I mean, just because you know the docs are
yeah.
more relatable doesn't mm-hmm. mean they're not. You
no,
know, they're
and,
cool.
And the docs,
but,
you know, they go set fire to pods.
Yeah,
and they try to fucking shake it up and everything, but like
fucking,
yeah.
but they don't.
Rowdy,
I just blow I up can't. A, like Donald Sutherland's character just seems like a guy who wanted to be a cop and couldn't be a
yeah.
cop, you know?
Yeah.
He's yeah. also, man, he's got it
he's
tough.
A, he's yeah. like a power.
I guess Roddy also has it tough, but man, Sutherland's got it real mm-hmm. tough. All of San Francisco, mm-hmm. he hasn't yeah. even found out yet, and
yeah.
they're already like all of San Francisco is creepy alien pod man.
Well, they're also, he's more dealing with this thing that's unfolding. And
yes.
Roddy Piper is like, this is steeped in the system. This
yeah.
is all around. Who knows yeah. how long this has fucking been
yeah.
going on? I'm in the middle of it already.
Yeah.
And he's like,
very lucky because he's got those sunglasses. He can be like,
yeah.
oh, you're bad. You're bad.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
bad.
That's true. They never did, like, in the thing, they had kind of a blood test where they would
yes.
see if someone's there
right.
or not. But, like, for the pod people, who the fuck do you know?
Yeah.
You
have no fucking idea.
All right, so who's about? I mean, Nada.
Nada, yeah.
Nada's
they
awesome.
Live. Okay, how about supporting cast?
Oh, shit.
Now, the eye wiggle alone.
The yeah. eye wiggle
the
in.
Eye wiggle.
Yes, the eye wiggle's great. She's great.
She's
in
great.
She's the Dead Zone,
cute.
Too. Her husband was in, I think, The Brood.
Uh-huh.
It's like a cool cast in like the 70s
I
invasion
remember the
of.
The Brood?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Who was he in The Brood?
He's the dad. The
he's
brood.
The dad in The Brood?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That cast
Watch
is really
brood.
Good. Oh, The Brood's really
the
good.
The Brood's so under the radar.
Creepy as fuck, man.
It's so fucked up. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Creepy little troll
little
children.
Babies. Yeah, they live. Those are the little babies.
Oh, yeah. The who else is in the 70s one? Somebody else. Oh, Nimoy's in it.
Goldblum's
in it. Goldblum's
yeah.
in it.
Goldblum's in it.
And
in
the girl
stash.
From Alien is in it. I can't think of her name. The blonde
yeah.
from Alien.
Oh, yeah. She was
You
great.
Said her name earlier, but
oh,
I can't remember what it is.
I
think that's her, right? No, no. That's,
no, that's
the brunette is whatever.
Brooke Adams?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good cast.
That's a really good cast. But
Keith
we've got,
David.
oh, my God. Keith David?
Keith fucking David?
And, oh, what's her name?
I don't know.
Meg Foster with those steel blue eyes.
Her eyes are
terrifying.
They're spooky.
So scary.
She looks like she doesn't have real eyes. Like
yeah.
She looks like they're
yeah,
spooky glass eyes or something. Right. Yeah, like
they're ghosts' eyes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's something very, very unsettling.
But she's great.
About them.
She's great in that.
Oh, she's awesome.
Movie.
She's
perfect. Everybody in all these movies are perfect for the time. Even like a fucking young Goldblum.
Oh, Goldblum's so good. I was saying this as we were watching it, but it was like nice went to see Goldblum back before he became like a ridiculous satire or parody of himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's just like, oh, I've got a cooking show, blah, 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 I'm Jeff Goldblum now, blah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's like, I think once an actor hears an impression of themselves, they can never be themselves again. Man. Like De Niro or fucking Pacino.
Pacino's who fucked. Else? Were we
talking? Yeah, everybody's just at some point.
Fucking like, Jeff, other Jeff, Jeff
Bridges.
Jeff Bridges is fucked.
I'm a cowboy now.
I know I got a mouthful of graham crackers.
Yep, I'm an actor in the movie.
Yeah.
What's your line?
It's just me smacking.
He's a good man. He's trying to. He's so naively trying to save the world by recycling. It's like, aw.
It is nice of him.
It's sweet. So we're talking about supporting cast.
This one's really hard.
It is hard. I think that just fucking...
I think 70s Body Snatchers, as much as I love Keith David, who is incredible.
Yeah. Oh, good.
But,
oh, fuck, what's his name? Fuck, the guy who's a bum and then he's in a tuxedo at the end.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can't think of that guy's name.
His name? It's, he's got no like a nickname. Anyway, he's great.
Yeah.
We'll call him Red. I don't know what the fuck his name is. But you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Body Snatchers is better.
Body Snatchers is so good.
Okay.
Like, it's almost forget about Donald Sutherland because of how good the people
are. Oh, yeah, there's so many people.
There's a lot of other stuff going
on. And it is more of an ensemble piece because it's like, there's like different people who are the hero at different points in the movie.
Right,
you're like, oh, wait, is it her movie? Is it his movie? Is Goldblum going to take over?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Goldblum's wife?
Is the dog, fucked up dog, going to take over?
Dog.
Is the dog with the person's head going to be the hero?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a dog.
I say 70s Body Snatchers.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Which is better, pod people or aliens?
Wow. Mm, I think I like aliens. Go ahead.
They
sorry.
Live aliens. Yeah.
They live aliens.
I don't think ever named specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a pod person's like, was just a person.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised more people don't go to Halloween parties like, I'm a pod person.
Yeah.
Of Gary. Good costume.
I'm like, okay.
I'm surprised that more people aren't just like, oh, well, if I have all my memories.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, we got to have love, though.
Yeah.
No one's like, I don't need love in my life.
It's not so much that. It's just sort of like, I don't trust you.
Yeah,
I guess
I don't
so.
Trust you to kill me and bring me back to life.
Yeah.
I don't even know you, really.
That's true.
I think pod people are scarier.
Yeah. Really?
Because, like, that scene where they're being born out of the pods is disgusting.
It's so gross.
And, like, the They Live things, they look just like fucking Day of the Dead. Or what is that, like, Mexican holiday where they just celebrate?
Oh, yeah. Day of the Muertos.
It just looks like that.
It does look kind of like that.
Yeah.
With bug eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, they got the big teeth too.
Wait, serious? Well, and it's weird because in the movie they're like, "You looked as fucked up as we do," but then at the end, one of them's fucking a white girl, or a human girl.
You know, he's
big tits.
That is,
I think maybe that's a male thing. I bet like the boys go.
Even, and also even those, space aliens are pigs.
Those things look like they're in insane clown posse.
They kind of do.
Yeah, they look like, they should definitely be dancing.
Give us your Faygo.
Even though it's kind of ridiculous, I like the design of the They Live aliens. I think they look cool.
I mean, everyone was working on a low budget, and I think they all did a great job. Even like people talk about what a low budget the original was, but like when they pitchforked that fucking body,
it's gross.
It looks like a dead body getting pushed forward.
Yeah, all those.
I think the 50s one is almost better effects than the 70s one because they didn't try so hard to do
it. The effects are really cool in the 50s one. And also, they're like really smart about the way they shoot it.
Yeah.
And it could be, I think a lot of older movies like 50s and even 70s movies, just the way, you know, definition was, like the way film quality was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It filmed just. I guess it just makes
black and white
things look cooler or something.
Yeah.
I mean, like maybe just because it's not super duper clear, clean, like everything modern is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's something like, oh, that's got a feel of something. I don't know. Yeah. It reminds me of the kind of Twilight Zone feel where it's like, oh, this is a cool black and white. Yeah. It's well shot. It's well lit. It's nice.
I think the pods, even though it's a dumb idea.
Yeah.
The pods are neat.
The pods are
but
really
I
neat.
Think they live aliens are better.
I think you're right. For me, at least.
Yeah.
I like those they live.
Going pods.
Okay.
Pods.
All right. Well, I think they live one that round.
I think we beat you, Gary.
Yeah. Bigger dick.
Wow.
Bigger
dick.
Roddy Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
In a steam bath.
Yeah.
You know, with just.
He's got a plaid towel.
Yeah. With Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
He's wearing like a denim vest.
Yeah. Without even bringing in Keith David.
Keith
I think,
David.
I think Roddy Roddy Piper is packing heat.
Probably. Yeah.
Thick.
Yeah.
Like veins, of course. Like he works out, so it's like.
Right. Yeah.
Like bulging veins.
Yeah.
Like he can take his beats per minute just by looking at his dick.
He calls it Canadian bacon.
He does?
Yeah.
And you're like, there goes Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
Who is a great actor.
Yeah.
But come on, man.
I don't know if he has a big dick, though.
His dick game is garbage.
Yeah. Also,
it's pod-sized.
I wonder.
I mean, I'm not saying I got any kind of dick game, but you don't look at him and go,
he doesn't have big dick energy, as the kids used to say.
Yeah.
Months ago.
Right. They still say it.
But yeah, I think Keith David seems like he has an enormous penis. And Roddy also, he's got that feel. He's got that swagger.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, bam.
You wouldn't wear a kilt
if you didn't have a big
dick. Yeah. You wouldn't be like, that risk of having a kilt on.
Maybe he's got that Terrence Howard disease where he like wants people to see his penis.
That could be the case.
All right. Well, I'm still giving it to They Live.
They Live, much bigger dick.
They Live, bigger dick.
Huge dick.
Better abductions.
Oh, shit.
There's abductions in all these movies.
Because
Roddy Roddy Piper goes and gets Holly and takes her back to her house where she knocks him out the window.
That's awesome.
Girl power.
So good.
But in both Body Snatchers, the protagonist breaks into the girl's house.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Steals her away like a Frankenstein.
Yes.
And those abductions are at least heroic and good, you know.
They are heroic.
I think Roddy was sort of like, was at his sort of like necessity. He had to get out.
Yeah. He's like, I'm fucked. I'm
afraid
get
I must
here.
Insist. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, there is something, especially in the 70s Body Snatchers, there's like something really artsy about that one.
Yeah.
Like she's in some weird, like biodome or something.
And when they were filming that, they kind of got in there and they're like, okay, there's not enough room for this shot.
Yeah.
There's seven people in this fucking room.
Yeah.
And the cameraman was like, look, just throw like a black coat over me and I'll just be in the room. So if you watch the thing, it's like a handheld camera just sort of like zooming from one face to the other.
Yeah.
And it wasn't to be artsy. It was because they didn't have enough fucking room in this little room because they turned half of it into a goddamn greenhouse.
Huh. Yeah.
And so it's got this real, but it adds to the tension.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, but that scene is like, even whenever she's taken away, the pod guy put a pot there that sort of looks like a person.
Yeah, that part's really spooky.
And it's like just enough to sort of like, oh, you must have thought you saw something. Mm-hmm. And it's really fucking, it's real freaky. I'm sorry I cut you off, but it was like, it made me think of that.
No, I think you're right. There's when they show that little pot that has
like three holes.
Yeah. It's creepy as hell.
Creepy as fuck.
That's
pretty good abduction, though.
That is a good abduction. I mean, the They Live abduction is cool because it ends with that hip getting thrown out of the window.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Which is the only, it's the only stunt he didn't do was going out the window.
Thank God.
And he was like, I think that if we'd have shot at the end of the movie, they'd have let me do it. But they were like, everything else he did.
She did it like she's done that a million times.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, she did. They had to do like 100 takes to,
oh, really?
To knock him in the head. Yeah. And because at first she wouldn't do it hard enough. And they're like, no, you got to fucking wallop him.
Oh, really?
It would have been funny if he just died and that was the end of the movie.
Better abduction.
Better abduction.
Body Snatchers.
I think Body Snatchers.
Cool. Yeah.
It's really cool. Both of them are cool.
They're both cool, but I think maybe it teeters on the edge of impropriety.
Body Snatchers.
Let's see here. Which makes more sense? Neither of them really make
no.
sense.
No.
So you're a plant.
You're a plant, space plant.
You're a space spore who comes to Earth and copies humans perfectly.
Yes.
And they die when you copy them? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And then they, yeah.
Couldn't you just copy them and exist have two? Why do you have to, how and why do you replace them? Yeah, well, and it's weird, especially like when they're in the mine shaft in the 50s version.
Yeah.
Where she falls asleep and then there's a pot. Well, there was no pot in the room. How do you, what? You know, and then whenever in the 70s, it's the same thing. She falls asleep outside.
Yeah.
And then up out of the bushes pops a girl.
Mm-hmm. Naked lady.
Well, there was a pod over there. You know, it doesn't.
The pods are everywhere, man.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird. Yeah. So it doesn't really make sense.
No.
If you had a pod. You accidentally kick a pod when you're walking by, and a human gets a dog. Okay. It's a human.
That really doesn't make sense.
And that's also was like, so was it gonna be a dog?
Yeah.
Up to that point, it was gonna be a pod dog. Why didn't you just pod a bunch of cows or fucking birds?
Yeah.
Or something, then you wouldn't nobody bother you, and no one would know.
It's absurd, man.
Which makes more sense? I think maybe aliens. They live like. They have technology. They can teleport. Yeah. They have the ship.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
There are aliens.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom DeLonge proved it. Wait, no. The other guy. Wait, which one proved it?
Tom DeLonge.
Oh, it was Tom DeLonge?
To the Stars Academy. Check
Thank
out.
Thank you, Tom DeLonge.
Okay, all right.
I do love that shootout in the bank, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For one, he's like... There's a few of the aliens in there, but he's just firing into the crowd.
He's going for it.
No, he doesn't shoot humans.
I know, but still.
Yeah, yeah.
He would have killed a few humans in that shootout.
Listen, I don't know if you've heard of the good guy with a gun theory.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not a theory. The good guy with a gun fact.
Yeah.
It's proven in that movie because he only shoots bad people.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
But we don't know who's a bad person because we are not privy to the information he has. Wow. So maybe before we start judging all these... videos.
Yeah. Also, the movie They Live is super problematic. It could not be made today, I don't think.
Really?
It's about a mass shooter.
That's true.
Yeah.
Who's a hero.
I do remember they played it on TV one time.
Yeah.
And he comes in the bank and he says the iconic line.
Oh, yeah.
I've come here today to chew bubblegum and kick ass, but they edit it. And they edit it in the weirdest way. He's like, I've come here today to chew bubblegum and to kick. Bruh. And they like just made a weird noise. So they wouldn't say ass. But then they proceeded to show a mass shooting.
Right.
A shootout in a bank. They show that on TV. It's okay to show people getting blown to bits on TV. But you can't say ass because America. All right, so did we decide who made more sense? They let's make a little more sense.
I don't think so.
It's silly,
there might
of course.
Be aliens.
Yeah, sure.
There's people that believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Believe the Archons have taken over.
Well, sure. All right. This is another one who I think is probably just going to go to They Live, but I think we should address it anyway.
Okay.
The action.
Oh.
The action. Jeff Amada? Am I saying that right?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. He did the fight scenes.
Yeah.
Choreographed before. And he also incidentally played several of the aliens, male and female.
Really?
Yeah. That fight scene is the longest fight scene. They cut 5 minutes out of it.
What?
I thought it was a joke, but the more I looked into it, I've heard it from several different sources.
Yeah.
That fight scene was, there was a movie called The Quiet Man with John Wayne.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a fight scene in that's long as fuck, where they like fight and then they fight into a bar and they stop and have a drink and they fight. Just kind of, but it's sort of like two guys standing with their feet on the ground punching.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're Irish, so that's just how people do, I guess.
Yeah.
And John Carpenter's like, I want it to be longer than this.
Wow.
And I mean, that fight's been spoofed in South Park.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking fight. It's
awesome.
Fucking beautiful fucking fight.
Yeah. In the end, like all the going around the, I mean, I don't even know where they are at that point.
Well, they were fighting in an alley and they apparently like brought in rubber mats and then painted them to look like asphalt and stuff.
Oh.
And they come in and they hose it out because like homeless people piss and live in this fucking place. Mm-hmm. And they like put the fucking mats down and they're fighting and they fucking, they were doing one fight scene in like E.T. Entertainment Tonight or something came to see. And Frank or whatever his character's Frank, punches not, but like actually accidentally hit him.
Ooh.
And they were like, is this what you guys do all day? He's like, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. And anyway, he tells a story about, you know how like he gets the back of his head all skinned up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, they were like taking a break or something for the day. And so they go walking down the street and he's got like this, they look like they look.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like the back of his head is skinned.
Oh.
And he's like, no one noticed. No one batted an eye. No one looked over. And it kind of put him in that mind of, this is a, we are fucking zombies just wandering around. Like, I look like I've got the my skull hanging out of the back of my fucking head. Nobody even fucking looks at me. Anyway, that fight seems fucking
that
awesome.
That fight seems awesome.
Funny. Is there even, I mean, in the 70s invasion, there was the setting fire to the thing was a little bit of an action.
A little bit. A little there's kind of like tussling. Chases and stuff.
Yeah, but man, the but action the, and
yeah,
the
yeah.
blowing up the
when
fucking.
When they're blowing people away at the end,
goes in
awesome.
The bank, blows everybody away. Yeah. Goes in the fucking underground fucking tunnels that
I
guess
know what
some
the fuck
like.
It
I looked it up and I found out what they were, but now I forget. There's some kind of like underground access tunnels in LA or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, they go and they blow up the fucking news. Oh, that's action. That's
it's
action.
Really
they
good
live.
Action.
They live.
They live's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, like, in They Live when they came and they bulldozed the shanty town.
Yeah.
Like, they had scenes there and they hired homeless people to play homeless people. So they were like, well, at least they'll get some money and they'll get fed for a couple weeks or something like that. But, and this is according to Rowdy Roddy Piper, who may just be kind of a storyteller.
Yeah.
But he was like, they had to, like, pay off two gangs to keep... They're from robbing the because they'd leave trailers and shit there.
Yeah.
They'd be like, they had to like pay off these fucking gangs to not rob
God
them.
Damn it.
They just really destroyed a homeless community. Yeah.
I wonder. I mean, I'm sure they like took care of and fed him and stuff. But anyway, okay, action. Whatever. It has nothing to do with anything.
Yes.
Which is a better critique of society.
Wow.
Like we said, Carpenter hated the yuppies.
Yeah.
He hated the trickle-down shit. He hated voodoo economics.
Yeah.
He wanted you to know it. And the aliens are definitely conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's this thinly veiled disdain for consumerism. And,
yeah.
Although he did charge people for tickets when they come to see the movie.
Yeah.
So,
thank you. Yeah.
Hypocrite.
But when they asked Jack Finney, who wrote... Invasion of the Body Snatchers, like, so is this a comment on McCarthyism or communism? And mm-hmm. he was like, no, these aliens come from space. Like, he's just, he meant nothing by it.
Really?
See, that's what I kind of thought when we were watching it last night. I was like, I don't really see what the message is of this movie.
I think, though, the filmmakers, the directors would take it on and go, this is a thing that means a thing.
Yeah.
But Jack Finney's book was just like, and they asked him, and he was like, no.
Mm-hmm. It just
aliens come from outer space. Wouldn't it be scary if aliens took over? And like,
and he
swore up and down for his whole life that they just that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, you know, art is what you see in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
I think that you can look at it and see McCarthyism, right. Where it's like you're either with us or you're against
definitely
us.
Definitely can see that.
Yeah.
I think They Live makes more sense and lives on in a way.
Yeah.
Because like... All of, I mean, communism, it's weird because the original Body Snatchers is sort of about communism infecting the communities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the protagonist is sort of McCarthy. I mean, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's like, hey, they're here. The communists are everywhere. And it's so it's like, that's not really what was happening.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
And even if it was, like, what the fuck were communists trying to do?
Yeah, I never understood.
So it just seems sort of.
It's easy now to step back and go, what were you, you're allowed to be a communist.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's just this weird.
Yeah. But They Live is just like, when we were watching it, I was like, oh man, this is exactly right.
Yeah,
it really is.
This is exactly true.
All the politicians are aliens, everything. Mm-hmm. And I think this was somewhat influenced by, although the fucking, the book at 8 o'clock in the morning was written back in like 68 or something. It was a long time ago, but there were these, it's an urban legend. It's not true, but there's a story about like, subliminal messaging where they would like show you a picture of popcorn and people would go buy popcorn. It's not true. It's been debunked, but like, it still gets in your mind. Like, wow, what if you just fucking, you know, we walk around like these billboards all fucking day.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's big fat tits and it says drink Coke. And you're like, I want to drink some
Coke.
And, you know, I think it's really like,
I think there is like a kind of an element of mind control in like trending topics and shit. Like,
oh yeah,
you're telling people what to think about every day. Like at least people who are online, and I think that does affect the culture. It doesn't matter if there's like fucking hypnotism and shit. Just like telling people constantly that hey, there's shit is awful and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
It's got to be bad for people.
Yeah,
definitely.
And it's weird. Like the it's all a profit motive. It's like who gets the most clicks and the most likes is whoever's making the most money.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact, though. You were talking about hypnotizing people, you know, and they live the little radar dish going around saying sleep, sleep, sleep. You know whose voice that is?
No,
John Carpenter.
What?
It's a slow down John Carpenter saying sleep. Although I've always had a problem with like, why would the glasses make me hear sleep?
Yeah,
I mean, I get it for your movie, but
very
like
special glasses.
Putting glasses on makes you hear what the thing is saying. Anyway, critique of society, I think. They think they live a little more like you guys are fucked and this is you let yourselves be ruled.
And also it's like it gives you good feelings about it. Like because they just blow the fuck out of people that I hate.
Yeah.
They're like, fucking kill those fuckers. Fucking, like it's just like it hell yeah. And I mean, it's it's kind of escapist in some way. Or it definitely is escapist, but you're like
he's like an Antifa.
Yes. Yeah.
He's like an Antifa.
Exactly. He's like a working class guy. It's like,
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to punch a Nazi.
What if people who were construction workers, like, actually worked for their own good and didn't vote for Trump?
Right. What if they woke up and saw what was really happening? And that's what they don't, but they don't even realize it.
Exactly.
These have adapted a little bit over time, but talking about right now, talking about your hearts, what are you feeling right now, which is more relevant?
They live is so relevant.
They live,
It's super duper relevant.
I think that like we've been pod people for forever.
Yeah.
I think people are pod people, and that's fine. Yeah. They just kind of go along to go along. Maybe that's better, but we are so in the middle of they live.
Yeah, for sure.
Nobody knows it but us!
Damn it. We need to go tell everyone. Get your shotgun, Brad.
Get it. Let me get it.
Hell yeah.
All right. I'm going to start with me. I don't trust me. Okay. Which is a better ending? Now, we have to break this down a little bitty bit.
Okay.
Now, in the 1958 Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yes.
The director, the original ending was him screaming in the street.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. They didn't have that prologue and a... the thing, the epilogue.
Oh, really?
No, there was no voiceover. There was no, in the movie that we see, it starts out with him frantically trying to, I'm not crazy. Let me tell you my story. And then there's the movie. And then at the end of the movie, he's back in the hospital. And then like someone's like, yeah, this truck ran over and there's a bunch of weird pods in it. And they go, what? He was telling the truth? And they go and they
call the military.
Yeah. And they go take action.
Yeah.
But that was not what the director wanted. The director wanted it to be in the fashion of the silver screen where you scream. You're screaming at the audience. You're thinking of an audience in a dark theater.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're screaming, you're next! The Tinglers in the theater!
Oh, yeah.
And they fucking scream at you.
That's spooky.
That was fucking ending. And then, the you know, even back then, the fucking studios were like, no, that's the downer.
That's a good ass ending.
It's a fucking movie about... Okay.
Yeah.
That would have been the ending. But the ending we had... for the movie was they sort of realize that we don't know if they win the fight. They don't know what.
Yeah. Even the ending that they show is not that upbeat.
No.
It's like, okay, let's call the military.
Yeah.
Maybe
hopefully they're not infiltrated.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The ending in the book, the original ending is, Dr. Miles goes and he sets fire to a field. He dumps a lot of gasoline and down irrigation ditches and sets a bunch of them on fire and they pop like popcorn.
Ugh.
And then, when he's like, and he thinks it's very World War II, where like the, you know how at the end of World War II, they weren't fighting to win. The Americans were like, if we can just stall them, we can't beat them. But if we can just slow them down with our lives, they can lose.
Yeah.
By us. And that was like the idea in the book was that so many people just kept fighting them that it's sort of anticlimactic, but they all just float up into the air and fly back into space to find an easier planet to take over.
Weird.
Because their point is to survive. And they're like, this planet's too hard. Yeah. Let's leave. So they all float away and that's the end. Or it's sort of like, he's like, maybe it's the end. Maybe they're still around or something like that.
Oh yeah.
But like he attacks them and they float away. That's sort of dumb.
Yeah.
In the 70s version.
The 70s one is so good.
The 70s you know, she for some reason thinks, hey, this guy's still one of us. And he just points and screams at her. And I don't know if this is true, but I had heard that the actress was told that the scene was he was going to recognize her and leave with her. So she's genuinely freaked out when he screams at her.
Why do they keep doing that to her? They did that in Alien. I mean, she knew that there was going to be something coming out of the chest, but like they didn't know that it was going to be shooting blood everywhere.
Maybe that's
so
because,
like, she got blood in the face and got scared like crazy.
Maybe
that poor girl.
They would torture actors back then.
I know. Oh, fucking Shelley Winters.
Yeah. Fucking... Alfred Hitchcock would torture them.
Yeah, he's insane.
Anyway, that's off the point. So, okay, but they live.
They live.
Oh, man. Holly turns on him.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did he ever trust Holly?
Yeah, he should have never.
He should have. When he saw her after, he was like, oh, so wait, you knew that there were aliens and you knocked me out a fucking window fucking way?
And then
she kills Frank. But he goes there. He blows up the fucking transmitter or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the veil is dropped.
Yeah.
What if the fuck that could happen?
And then it's got like a real goofball ending.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
I've been fucking him.
Oh, yeah.
It ends with a big tittied fucking 80s girl with her fucking crispy bangs bouncing on a blue dick.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
Weird to close on boobs.
It's so fucking, but it's like, real world, here we go.
Yeah.
Better ending.
I think the 70s Body Snatchers is just like
pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's a fucking great.
It's like one of the classic horror endings.
Yeah.
And also, it's got that kind of, I mean, it's not quite as good as Carrie, which is maybe the perfect version of that, like, stinger ending, but it's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
And, and you're like, oh man, it might work. Oh no, it didn't.
And then the camera just zooms into his mouth.
Yes, it's so weird.
It has it zooms onto his weird mustache mouth, which is silly. He looks like he looks like a cartoon mouse professor. And then zoom in on his fucking mouth. Oh boy. Oh, imagine you're that girl and you're like, I'm so fuck, shut up.
Yeah.
Jesus. Stop yelling.
Okay now, guys. We want to do a little elixir of personification here real quick, and I want you to pick who you want to be.
Okay.
Who wants to be Nada? Who wants to be Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Gary should be Nada.
I want to be Donald Sutherland.
You want to be Donald Sutherland?
That's who I want to be.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to have you two discuss just who's got it harder and who's, you know.
Okay, let's have a sip. Hey, Gary, right, have a sip.
Ooh, yum. Let me have some.
I've been working the food force for 6 years. Shot a Chinese kid on accident.
Don't do that. I'm the guy who's been working on the food force. I'm Rowdy Roddy Piper, but my character is Nada, and I have a machine gun.
You missed, you bastard.
Oh, no.
Let me line this eggplant in chalk.
Wow, that was crazy.
Whoa, that was quite.
What did we talk about?
Oh man, you guys got real racist real quick.
Really? Yeah. Who did?
I mean, all of everybody. Okay.
Was it just Gary and not me?
No, it was both you. You're racist against white people.
I said something racist.
No, you made it out like all white people have machine guns.
Wow.
But that's okay.
God.
But it's time to get serious, guys. We need to figure out which is better.
Wow.
I feel like I'm more confused than when we started.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to give it to Invasion of the Body Snatchers still.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's just a better movie, but I really do like They Live.
Yeah.
I think I'm still on They Live. I mean, Body Snatchers, they're both awesome, but They Live is just like, fuck yeah. When I watch it, I go, fuck yeah.
I think that Body Snatchers is beautiful. It's brilliant. It's timeless, and it's very good, but I don't know. They Live. I think They Live wins. So that's two They Lives.
Dang.
I'm sorry, Gary.
Man, that really hurts.
Sorry, Gary.
Well, that's okay, Gary. Why don't you fall asleep?
Just fall asleep.
Right next to this pod.
Me.
Then you won't feel pain.
I hope no vines work up my pant leg.
All right, guys. That's it. They Live wins. Definitively.
We finally decided it.
All right.
Osiris. Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, whichisbetterpod. I recommend just calling